Well, we only know of wisdom being depicted as a woman from Israelite wisdom traditions, but there is a considerable likelihood that wisdom depicted as a woman in the Book of Proverbs or Ben Sira is actually modeled after some goddess figures from other countries. In particular, there are two candidates from Egypt. One is the goddess Ma'at, whose name means integrity, justice, and order. So a concept very similar to what the Israelites thought of as wisdom. And she's the daughter of the creator god. And so the relationship between Ma'at and Amun-Re is similar to what is depicted between wisdom and Yahweh in Proverbs 8. The other possible candidate for personifying wisdom as a woman is the goddess Isis, who was very popular in the Hellenistic period and slightly earlier in Egypt. And so roughly at the same time that we've got depictions of wisdom as a woman in some of the Israelite wisdom books.
So it would not have been such a long shot or so unfamiliar to have the feminine associated with the deity.
You know, I think what happened, if you look at when these depictions of wisdom as a woman first start to appear, most people would date them to the early Persian period. And this was just at the time when monotheism, as we think of it, was really becoming established in among the ancient Israelites. Before that time, Israelites had probably acknowledged female deities. So I think what may happen is that as you lose the divine feminine when goddesses cease to be recognized and worshipped, there is still that need for the feminine divine. And so wisdom as a woman, in a sense, compensates for the loss of the goddess worship.